I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. It is said that the elephant is a cousin to the clouds and has the ability to cause lightning. Macon, Georgia, 1917. I could hear our Tigers, Midnight and Satin, being loaded onto the train. As I pulled my old purple shawl tighter around my shoulders and stretched my hands out toward the fire. Lately, Vladimir and I had been staying up into the small hours most nights. We take folding chairs out to the fire outside our carriages and watch the glow of the embers, tell stories, and play cards. We'd say it was the creaking of the big top in the wind that kept us awake, but it wasn't. It was our need to talk about our childhood, our Russia, and remind ourselves that the memories we shared had once been our reality. Your mother was a great dancer, Donatella, Vladimir said that night when we turned over the last card and fallen silent. But then he frowned as if he hadn't said enough. Every move you make tells a story, my mother would say. Then she would glide like a seagull through our front door to show me. All I ever wanted was to be her. I stretched my arms and sighed. The circus had been in Macon the last few days, and soon we'd be pulling out. Exhausted, I start to drift, as if I were floating on a raft through the evening sky. I take a deep breath and close my eyes. Memories surround me like fireflies and stars on a hot moonless night. And through the sea of flickering lights, I find myself seated on an overstuffed velvet chair in the parlor of my family's home in St. Petersburg, on an avenue lined with elegant houses just like ours. If I listen carefully, I can hear the clop, clop, clop of steel on stone and the sound of squeaky wheels of late-night carriages going up and down our street. I can see the heavy gold embroidered crimson curtain rise at the Marinsky Theater, and I can feel the weight of my mother's soft hand squeezing mine. It's spring, and I'm wearing a silky dress dyed to match the tulips that are growing in our garden. The orchestra is playing like it's dizzy until each instrument finds its place and settles in. The theater is still, but not for long. The conductor walks out to a roar of applause, nods, and signals the musicians with a wave of his baton. Perfect notes surround me, Tchaikovsky's Queen of Spades. What an odd coincidence, I think now. Take off my shoes, they're too big for you, my mother teased when we came home that night. The shoes she wore were sparkly, and I couldn't resist trying them on. Oh, how I loved the way she tickled my belly until I giggled so hard I threw them on the floor. You could trip and fall, she said, laughing. Then what kind of dancer would you be? She took out the hammered silver box that held her prized abalone hairbrush. Its swirls of iridescent blue brought out the color of my eyes, she said. Unwrapping it lovingly from its silk coverlet, she stroked my long, dark, wavy hair 1, 2, 3, 100 times. As a child, that's how I learned to count. My name is Donatella Petroskaya. I wasn't always with the circus. Born in St. Petersburg, I was christened Donatalia, and I attended the Imperial Theatrical School. I even studied under the great Concetti and performed at the Winter Palace while the Grand Duke Sergei Alexandrovich played the flute. But that was before he went into hiding. I'm always chasing rainbows.